evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Art and Communities, Northern Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not needed to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so, after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link that would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Route 12 and 8 North, heading south into North Utica.
Well, good evening, Kevin. You're on the road. You're not only on Echolink, you're a mobile station as well. How was your day today?
Hey, good evening, Kathy, and everyone up there in the Boonville area. Yeah, I was trying to play on the repeater earlier. I was actually on my 5-watt mobile as I was heading back through, so I was trying to see if I could reach a couple of stations up there, and unfortunately was not successful, so my apologies. Currently, we're heading back southbound, and mind you, I am not driving. I'm actually sitting shotgun in the vehicle, and we're coming back down from Saranac Lake. We did the rail bike ride today, and man, I'll tell you, that was an impressive, fun time. I would say to anyone, if you have some time to spare, go check it out. It's well worth the trip. A lot of fun, but do it from Clear Lake to Saranac, because there are a couple of hills. Saranac back to Clear Lake, it's a little more uphill that way, so keep that in mind in case you decide to do that. All right, GPS is going crazy here, so we're having some fun. I will say 7-3s. I'll stand back, and I'll listen for others. KT2FBN, back to net control.
Good deal, Kevin. Glad you had a good day today. Yeah, I got to get some biking in myself. So, all right, going to pause again to see if we have any other Echo Link stations. Please call now. All right. Do we have any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations out there who would like to join us? Please call.
Andrew KPR.
Hey, Rich. Are you on battery?
Am I what?
Asking for battery mobile, battery powered, or mobile stations.
Yep, definitely battery powered and using the handheld.
Cool. Well, how was your day? It was a beautiful day until the evening.
Oh, not too bad here right now. Well, I had my aide here this morning. She was here for about 4 hours doing some cleaning, and I was working on a computer. Had to download Windows 13. Windows 10. And had to clean up her computer first and then download that and set it up for her, so I got that out there. And if anybody needs the needs to do it, just let me know. I got the link to where to find it in a hurry. Make it a lot easier to download instead of going through this stuff of what do they call it, reserving it, then waiting for it, and downloading it. I got it all set up now so we can do it easily. That's for 64 and 32-bit. And outside of that, I'm just curious, does anybody see a blue moon out there tonight? Because it's partly cloudy here today, so I don't know if it's covered over or not. But we're supposed to have one tonight. Be the last one until January of 2016 or 2018, I can't remember which. But it's going to be interesting to see. And it's supposed to be a really blue moon tonight. One that's very unusual. Outside of that, it's been quiet, cool, and enjoyed my time out for a while today. I even got my parking permit, so that helps. I can't wait till people see it hanging on my scooter when I go into a diner or something. It's going to make a few people chuckle, I know that. Back to you, Kathy, and to KPR.
Beautiful day, and yep, we got a full moon tonight, so that's always interesting. Can't see it now, but we do have a cloudy conditions here. All right, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
KD2AIT.
KC2WI.
WA2U.
Alrighty, we have George, Jeff, Pete, and Devin. And first up is George. How was your day on this beautiful day?
Well, good evening, Cassie, and everyone. Kevin James, I'll ask you to listen up closely on this one, because I think you're the only one on the channel who would be able to understand this at all. Anyway, someone told me what he thought was going to be just a little white lie today, and it turned out it had me in a very strong verbal, almost physical confrontation with a high priest of Satan. And the verbal argument didn't go too well for the high priest of Satan, and some of the things that were said and threatened and all were just strictly out of the pit of hell itself. But what could you expect from a high priest of Satan anyway when they have to confront the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ himself? Through a person, of course, but it's about like Dracula trying to look at a crucifix. So that was the real high point of the day, and with that I'll say 73's and God bless, and 2PFM clear.
Alrighty, George. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. And next up we have Jeff. And how's that garden doing?
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, everyone. The garden's doing good. Got some vegetables out of it today, and it was it's really liking heat. I think all gardens do. Anyway, we didn't a lot today. I guess we worked and went up to the fair for a bit and walked around there. Then we took a nice hike up on the towpath here and just got back from the store. Got some groceries here. Gonna head up to camp tomorrow afternoon. I had some stuff I gotta do here in the morning, and then I'm gonna go up after a graduation party. Kind of got that out of the way today, so I didn't have to waste time doing it tomorrow, so I could just pack up and go. And, I don't know, I didn't battle any evil spirits or anything, but I think I had a pretty nice day. And I'll turn it back to y'all. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Okay, Jeff, well, glad to hear you're going to camp. That's always a wonderful thing. And, yeah, I've been picking beans like crazy, picking every day, so lots of that. Okay, Pete, You're up next. Did you bike up any hills today?
I biked from my house to the post office and back, so the only hill I biked up was a little, the road from Oliver Place's slight uphill, you know, all of maybe, I don't know if it's a 10-foot climb or not, but whatever. Well, I spent the last few days from Monday night to Thursday morning in the Moose River Plains. I worked a little on Sunday and did some things, went in town, installed a temporary replacement computer to give us a little breathing room while I get the other ones fixed. And did various things on Monday, including getting ready to go camping. Backed up the car, loaded up a bunch of my car camping stuff, my backpack for actually carrying stuff some distance. Found my bike rack, put the bike rack on, put the mountain bike on, and had it off to Big Moose Lake to Dunn's Boat Service. Worked on the computers and stuff there for several hours in the evening. It was a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. I posted a picture on my Facebook taken from the docks there at Dunn's. I would have liked to do a little photoshopping of it and get the exposure a little better because it shows the shorelines and stuff. It wasn't that dark. It was just really nice light. And maybe, I don't know what time it was, 7, 8 o'clock. It was probably 7:30. I don't know. And I was there pretty late. I headed off into the Moose River Plains. Almost full moon. Nice clear skies, warm. Set up a quick camp. Put my little rainfly tarp up, blew up my air mattress, and went to sleep and got up the next morning, took a ride in the Beaver Lake on a mountain bike, about 2 miles. It was a road, you know, until they closed it off, so it was real easy. Went for a quick sip, came out, had breakfast, packed up the campsite, rode back in, took another swim, and with one stop along the way, boarded a ride into Wolf Lake or Falls Pond, I guess. Just the road was too steep, and the old road was just really eroded, and I didn't want to, after pushing a bike up a ways, I said, that's enough of this. I couldn't even ride it down. It was so rough. It's too hot. I'm going to the lake. So I headed into the end of the road and down to Squaw Lake and spent two nights there. I really didn't quite intend to do that. I figured I'd go in Tuesday night, come out Wednesday night so that I would be right by the car in case it rained, but it was just too nice. And it was clear it wasn't going to rain. It's only a 3/4 mile ride from where the trailhead is, and I walked back and forth 2 or 3 times getting food and, you know, turning the radio on, listening to the National Weather Service and stuff like that. Absolutely beautiful, and woke up early Thursday morning and packed everything up, and I think I was out of the car at 7:30, so I avoided anything getting wet. And the only delay there was when I got out of the Moose River Plains, they were working on a culvert on the Limekiln Micro. They sat there for probably 20 minutes before they decided to let people through. And went in the inlet, got a couple things, and boy, it rained like crazy going back probably 11 o'clock, I don't know. But it was really, really nice, real quiet, not too hot, as long as you weren't trying to hike too far. And anyway, so that was my week. And then yesterday afternoon, I went over to the Boonville Fair, helped out for a few hours with the towpath truckers there doing parking, and I've been just doing some stuff around the house today until about 5 o'clock. I took a little canoe paddle, that whatever. Went to Boonville to CJ's and dropped off, had a number of chains, probably 6, 7, 8 of them, because I want to get them done so I could finish up stuff here, so I got to get Mac together as far as sharpening them or setting up a station and area to do that, either with a grinder or whatever, purchase of that. And, a few other stops, got back. We had a number of people that stopped over at the house last night, about 8 people. We all sat around the fire ring and had 807s under that beautiful moon out there, and the temperatures were nice and cool. Had the satellite radio out on the deck, and we do that quite often, so we really, really enjoyed that. Truman's Ham Fest is tomorrow. I do not know a lot about it, but it's in Trumansburg or close to it, and I'm sure it's probably some information on the web or the internet or whatever. And, I can't remember the name of the pizza shop that we stopped at Boonville, but it was right next to what used to be the, I think it was called Adirondack Music. Carl Hilliard used to run that years ago, so now I'm dating myself, but there were no ladies behind the counter. I know Kevin always mentions about someone that he knows at one of the pizza shops, so we didn't notice anyone there. There was just the guys. It was around lunchtime, so people were relatively busy. So I'll turn it back over to Net Control, over to Kathy, and maybe some other people will be joining us. So, and to find on the Boonville Fair, with the weather, you probably have a great turnout. WATU, back to Net. Everyone have a nice weekend.
All right, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
At 2 p.m. with a further on the weather.
Go ahead.
All right, thank you, Kathy. Yes, the temperature now is 68 degrees here on the mountainside, and at a temperature range, a very pleasant range, in fact, as Casey, as ZNZ would say, his kind of temperatures, 62 to 78, and it was really a gorgeous day. Did my lawn mowing and that, too, after that nasty confrontation and all, and finally getting some things done around here. Finally getting them actually get something fully accomplished. Okay, with that, we'll say God bless in 73s and 2 PSM clear. Kevin James, if you happen to be there, I'd be listening afterwards, so we might talk a little about that thing. And 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George. Yep, we have 64.5 degrees here, so. Alrighty. KC2YX, I'm looking for further check-ins.
KC2NBU.
Well, good evening, Ray. Thank you for joining us this evening. Did you have a quiet day or a busy day?
Oh, Friday's garbage day. It's always a busy day. We call it zoo day around here. But I did get to the fair the other night and got to see the Galaxy Girl and the High Wire Trapeze Act. That was a lot of fun. Tried to do a little video on my phone of it. Got ourselves some maple cotton candy and some of the kettle corn, of course. You had to get kettle corn. So, definitely a good time over there. We got 69 degrees up on the hill. It's falling fast, and there's just a nice a little bit of a breeze. So, it's cooling the house off nice.
Oh, good. Maple cotton candy. Wow, that's neat. And Galaxy, I heard the Galaxy Girl, I heard about that on the radio. That's really cool. Did she have other people with her?
Yeah, of course. They had a motorcycle up, 70 feet above the ground, and she was doing a balancing act on a contraption on the opposite side of the motorcycle, and they were spinning her around to the so fast that they actually both went airborne. So it's quite the act. She's from five generations of high wire people, so she's the fifth generation, still keeping it alive. Over. She's performed at Disneyland and Disney World and Universal, and she's been all over the place, and even other places, other countries they've been performing.
Well, it's a good thing that they got her to come to little old Blueville. That's neat. Oh, good. Alrighty, I'm going to say, are there any comments, queries, notes, news, or nonsense, or late check-ins at this point in time? This is KC2YXN.
I'm just going to say she's way better than pig races.
KPR, query?
Or turtle races, too. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, I was just wondering if anybody knows how much it costs to join the club, by the way.
The radio club's $10 a year, and then the repeater fund that we usually like to contribute is another $10 a year. So if you put in $10 to the repeater fund, it's $20 a year. If you don't, it's just $10.
Okay, well, I'll do that. Thank you. Thanks, KPL.
Okay. All right. Before I close, I usually have a bit of a joke to read to you. And I have two of them. So, two short ones. A man went to the doctor with a leaf of lettuce sticking out of his ear. The doctor examined the man and says, "I'm sorry to tell you this, but this is just the tip of the iceberg." And last one, Smokey the Bear's wife wanted to have children, but every time she got hot, he hit her with a shovel. Okay, I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the repeater to regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, Rich, George, Jeff, Pete, John, and Ray for joining us this evening. Everybody enjoy your weekend, whatever it is you do, whether you go to the fair or not. Enjoy the pig races or the Galaxy Girl. This is KC2YXN, evening to the scanner listeners as well. 73, KC2YXN, clear.
Good evening, Kath. Whiskey 2, Sarah, Mike.
Good evening, Scott. How are you doing?
Can't complain. I was going to try to jump in there, but I didn't get a chance. Nice two last jokes were pretty good.
Had a nice campfire last night. Had some friends over. It was a beautiful night, too. So, good. Well, how's Donna?
Doing very well. She says hi. She's out in the other room. I forgot you guys had the net tonight. I just happened here when I was outside, and I figured I better come in and check in. I've been up here the whole weekend.
Excellent. That's very good. You got some time off from working, so good. Well, I'm going to duck out of here, but great to hear you, and say hi to Donna as well. KC2YXN, clear.
Say hi to John for me, and we'll be talking to you. Whiskey 2, share my point.
Hello, Scott. Answer KPR.
Yeah, go ahead.
How you doing? Long time no hear.
Not a problem. Just sitting back enjoying life.
Yeah, don't blame you. Don't blame you. Yeah, I can't get into the 210. I think it's either Jackson Hill or Star Hill in my way. I'm not sure which one, but one of those two got me blocked.
Eh, not a problem. Don't feel bad. I'm not on it much at all anymore, anyhow. I usually get on here 3-3.
Yep, I can only listen here at 3-3, don't you? got them on my scanner, so I just keep my radios off all day until somebody calls.
No, I understand. It's kind of hard from where you are going down, because it's on the other side of the hill, so I can kind of figure out why you can't get there.
That they don't hit on fours either because of the hell by Woodgate got me blocked too, so I'm definitely in a hole here, there's no doubt about it, but that's okay. I like the place and I like the town and can't complain too much. Thanks for keeping you.
Oh yeah, not a problem. Whiskey 2 Sierra Mike 1, I can get up to the 315 I was talking about one night when he went by going up north. I talked to him all the way to his camp, which wasn't too bad, I thought, on the back side of the beam.
No, I think what it might be is that I am so close to the mountains that it's just that one hill there just blocked me and I can't get in there. But, Bob who, by the way?
Pepper.
Okay. I know you said Bob, I couldn't think of who it was. Well, how's everything going down your way?
Eh, not bad. Just working, puttering here, puttering there. Picked up two more other jobs. Just haven't decided which one I want to keep. They're both part-time, so I can work them when I feel like working them, and if I don't want to work them, that's fine, too. So it keeps me out of trouble. Keeps me occupied.
Yep, weather's too hot to do any fishing, so unless you do it at night, then, you might as well just get yourself a boat, unless if you don't have one, and get out there on the lake someplace and just enjoy it.
Oh, I've got a boat. I go out fishing every time I come up here. I go out in the rowboat, throw anchor, and just sit there and relax. I'll probably be doing that, since I got a graduation party to go to tomorrow for my niece, and then I'll probably come back up and be doing some fishing Sunday if it doesn't rain.
I can't remember if it's supposed to rain Sunday or not. I know we're supposed to have rain tonight and tomorrow morning. Tomorrow afternoon is supposed to be sunny. And I'm hoping it's going to be nice tomorrow night because Josh Turner is going to be the room builder. And that's about it. But I'd go, but I'm not paying $35 to go to the Josh Turner show. That's how. On top of this, the gate charge, too? No, that's too much for me.
Oh, no, agreed. It, fair stuff gets, expensive. When I used to work for the county, I used to have to work at fairs all the time. And I don't think Boonville fairs changed. If I was to go back there tomorrow, it's probably the same as it was 20 years ago.
Well, I hope it's changed, because, I got a new person running it, but, I used to go there every year with the Old Forge Fire Department, and, I couldn't get over it, you know, because I'd come back the next night thinking, well, I was here one night, still had the stamp, nope, different color stamp, I had to pay again, it's okay. And I think the first or second year I marched, they made me pay when I came through the gate, and I couldn't figure out why. They didn't believe I was in the fire department. Not here I was in full uniform. But I ended up getting my money back. It took a little while. All right, Scott, I'll let you go. I'm going to be hanging in here in case somebody else calls. I'll say 7-3 to you, and my best to Donna. And we'll talk to you again, hopefully, and to KPR.
Oh, most definitely. Nice talking to everybody. Telling her from Kathy and Jack was nice. And now I have to make sure I remember what time to get on there. And that was my fault. I always knew there was one, but I just kept forgetting the time.
All Well, I did too. When I first moved down here, you know, everything was such a mess, and my mind was such a mess. And I could remember what net was on when and where and what frequency, and I finally got it in my head and started checking in almost every night.
I just had to start doing that. Whiskey 2, Sierra Mike Mike.
Yep, nice to have you guys in here. Okay, like I said, 7-3, we'll talk to you again. Enter KPL.
KD2FBM is now clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. Thank you very much for use of this repeater with Echolink. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FBM is out.
KD2FBM from N2PFM.
N2PSM, this is KD2FBM. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, Kevin, N2PSM. I don't know if you heard what I said before about that confrontation I had today with the High Priest of Satan.
Actually, I didn't catch all of that, and I do apologize, because sometimes my link cuts out, and I have to try to fight it to get back, you know, get it to come back up. Go ahead and recap it if you want.
Well, someone who believes in venial sin today told me what they said. Oh, we were just having a little white lie, and as a result of that, I turned out on a collision course with physically with the, with this guy's son, who was a high priest of Satan. And oh boy, did we have some conversations! It got awful heated. It stopped just short of a physical confrontation, and needless to say, well, an awful lot of curses and threats were put on me, and I smiled and I said, I reject every one of them in the name of Jesus. And he acted just like Dracula does when he sees a crucifix.
Oh, wow, it sounds like you hit a live one today. Well, thank God you were able to hopefully get out of that without any issues.
Well, if his way, he'd have old Nick damn me right down into the lowest part of hell. It was made specially for me, and all the different ways he'd like to put me there and everything else. Well, we won't go into any of that kind of language. So laced with four-letter and similar words, we wouldn't even give that that little creep in the lower realms the satisfaction of calling him by name, let's face it. So anyway, I thought I'd heard you talk about being on Christian radio and that, so I figured, of all those on here, I figured you'd probably be the only one who'd get any understanding of what I was saying, and sure enough, I was right. No one could figure out what I was talking about, so I'm glad that all of someone who has some understanding of it.
Yeah, roger that. Well, hopefully you can relax tomorrow, and if you can, tune me in on 90.9 FM. I should hopefully be able to get you guys up there. I will be on the air doing the weather tomorrow and Sunday. That's my new days now. I do Saturday and Sunday. So Jeff Matthews does Monday through Friday, and then we've got Walter Sikorsky that does our evenings. So I've got the three of us kind of going round and round, but yeah, actually, I'm kind of unwinding here. I'm going to jump in on the Octen here in just a second because I don't want to hog this repeater because they're going to be jumping on this one probably pretty soon, too. So I'll back out, and I'll try to see if I can catch you tomorrow. N2PFM, this is KD2FPM.
Hey, this is Roger. I just didn't catch one thing. What FM frequency is that on? And what time is it? 8 o'clock, you said?
Yeah, it'll be tomorrow morning. I'll be on 90.9 FM. That's off of the Gloversville tower that we broadcast from. That's our big workhorse. I believe it's around 45 or 50,000 watts. But again, 90.9 FM. I'll be on tomorrow morning until about noon-ish, somewhere in there. And then Sunday morning, the same thing. I'll be on Sunday morning until about noon-ish or early afternoon. How's that sound? Pretty cool?
Sounds pretty cool. I don't want to, like I say, hog the repeater now, but I got to tell you, 90.9 is the frequency of the classic FM here in the North Country. So there's no way I would receive it. It towers up at Copenhagen, and it completely pins the dial here. So I definitely wouldn't hear it there. All right, we'll try to get together a little more tomorrow night, hopefully, and we'll clear the repeater for us. And to PSM clip.
And to PFM, if you're still monitoring, you can go to adkpraise.com and just click on Listen Live, and that should be able to get you to listen to that programming. Again, that's adkpraise.com. All right, KD2FM will be clear because Octane will be on its way in.
Okay, Roger, got that copy. Thanks. God bless 73, Zen2 PFM clear.
Okay, my friend, God bless. And KD2FPM will now be clearing from the Echolink system on this repeater. Again, thank you all for use of this. Hopefully Octane will be on their way in here momentarily. KD2FPM is out, 73.
Check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome as always. Stations come now, please.
Good. And to KPR. Good evening, Jack.
This is. And to WBX. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. N2 KPR. Hi, Rich. N2 WBX. Good evening, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Looking for any additional stations with or without traffic. Any other stations? Okay. Taking in, much appreciated. 73 is the most. Everybody listening, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000Z.